Hello. Oh, hi, 99. I'm at the rear entrance to the toy company. I have a feeling that the tip we got that this is a chaos information drop is a phony. Anything on your end?
No, Max, not a thing.
Wait a minute, 99. Someone's coming. It's all right. It's just a kid. Hold it, 99. Something's wrong. All right, I'll take that football, Sonny.
How did you know I wasn't a little boy?
Really quite simple. Training, observation, and the fact that very few little boys can afford to smoke 50-cent cigars.
I gotta break that habit.
Football. Well, unless I miss my guess, this football should be the key to your whole operation. I think we'll just take a little trip down to headquarters. There's a few questions I'd like to ask you.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Smart. I have the answer right here. Drop the gun, please. And the shoe. All right, you may turn around. I prefer killing a man face to face.
Don't shoot him! Just before I gave him the football, I activated the destruct valve. It can go off any second. And if it hits the ground, it'll explode immediately.
Max?
Oh, no.
Max, I was going to check on you, and this football fell right into my hands.
99, that football is a bomb.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. That thing is liable to go off any minute.
No, Max. When I caught the football, I heard it ticking. It was a simple timing mechanism, so I defused it with my bobby pin. Put on a pretty good act, didn't I?
You certainly did, 99, but you have to admit that my act of pretending to be frightened wasn't bad either.
Max, you've been examining that football for 20 minutes, and you still haven't figured out how Chaos used it to transmit messages. Now, why don't you let Dr. Bascom examine it? After all, he is the head of our crime lab.
Just a moment, Dr. Bascom. I think I found it. There's a Chaos coding device concealed in the bladder of this football, right?
Wrong.
Wrong.
Max, nowadays, footballs are not made with bladders.
You see, 99? Nowadays, footballs are not made with bladders. In that case, it's obviously concealed in the pigskin, right?
Wrong.
Wrong. It's definitely not concealed in the pigskin.
Max, may I?
Very well, Dr. Bascom, but you're wasting your time. You'll find that outside of the bomb mechanism, this is just an ordinary football.
You're right, it is. The coating device is right here in the laces.
But that's brilliant, Dr. Bascom. Absolutely brilliant.
No, it was nothing.
I agree with Dr. Bascom.
What do you mean by that, Max?
It was nothing. After all, Dr. Bascom is a scientific genius. Give him an ordinary brain like mine, and he would have been stumped, too.
Well, you can't connect me to that football. Even if it is micro-wire, you'll never be able to prove I had anything to do with it.
You're wrong, Mr. Tudbury. That little man in the football suit was a known Chaos agent, and we have a witness to prove it.
A witness? Gee, that's great, 99. Who is it?
It's you, Max.
Oh, of course, that's right. Well, Tudbury, when I testify in court, you're going away for a long, long time. In the meantime, you'll be kept right here in custody until the trial.
I see. Well, if I am in custody, I'm entitled to one phone call, am I not?
Yes, you are. That's the law.
Hello. This is Tudbury. Control has me in custody. Now, this is an order. Get smart. Destroy him. Kill him. Murder him.
He's calling Chaos.
He must not live to testify.
Larrabee, get in here right away.
Yes, sir.
Larrabee, we'd better take him out and turn him over to security.
Right, Dr. Bascom.
99, did you hear what Tudbury said? I'm in a lot of danger.
Don't worry, Max. Here's what we're going to do. Now listen carefully. We've got to keep you out of sight for 2 weeks until after the Tudbury trial. Now we'll pretend to keep you here in control headquarters. Actually, we'll take you on a helicopter to hideout B, which is the penthouse suite in the Warfield Hotel. Then we'll take you down an express elevator to hideout C, which is the basement suite in the Warfield Hotel. Then we'll take you out the back way, up the fire escape, to hideout D, which is a shack on top of the Warfield Hotel. Have you got that?
Not all of it, 99.
What part didn't you get?
The part I have to listen carefully.
Don't worry, Max. I'll take you there myself. Believe me, Chaos will never, never know where you are.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, 99.
Well, how could they possibly know?
I forgot to hang up the telephone. They're still on the other end. So long, fellas.
Max, with the devices I've installed, your apartment is the safest possible place.
Bascom, I don't like it.
I just don't like the idea of being cooped up in here all the time.
But, Max, your life is at stake. Chaos will stop at nothing to kill you. It's only 2 weeks until the trial.
That's great. I was supposed to play bongos at 11 this Sunday.
Max.
Oh, all right.
Now, let me show you how everything works. First, we have the cube of safety. Once inside, you'll be completely protected from any possible destructive force. Now, if you'll all just step inside here for your own protection, I'll show you my second device. There, are you all right, Smart?
Yes, Bascom. But from now on, I think we should be on a first-name basis.
The entire living room is crisscrossed with a network of laser beams. With this control knob, I can disintegrate anything within the room. Watch the left side of that wall. As a demonstration, I'll just turn this knob slightly.
Thanks a lot, Doc. You've just destroyed my first pair of baby shoes and my 1965 Spy of the Year award.
Now remember, Max, this is for your own safety. Oh, what about his bedroom, Doctor? How's that protected?
Simple. Follow me. Now, Smart, you just press this button, and anyone trying to walk up those stairs leading to the bedroom will be completely disintegrated. The beams also can be activated by a similar button inside the bedroom.
Now, just a minute, Bascom. Supposing I get up in the middle of the night and I have to go wash out a pair of socks or something. I come down those stairs and I'm disintegrated.
Mr. Smart? Mr. Smart, I demand an explanation.
Just a minute, Mrs. Macklin. I'd like you to meet two colleagues of mine who work with me at the greeting card company. This is Miss Primrose, who takes care of our Easter greetings, and this is Mr. Pepperfeathers, who's in charge of births and bereavements. Now, what is it you wanted to talk about, Mrs. Macklin?
Mr. Smart, I demand an explanation. All day today, there were people running all over the building, up on the roof and down in the basement. And it all seems to have something to do with your apartment. What's going on here?
Yes. Well, I guess congratulations are in order. You see, Mrs. Macklin, I've just been wired for the Nielsen ratings. I represent the entire East Coast middle income bachelor group.
I'm warning you, Mr. Smart, I won't stand for any more nonsense. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and change your linen.
Max, the laser beam.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
I just saved your life. Look at that.
I turned it off when she came in the room.
I'm warning you, I'm about fed up, and I'm not going to stand for any more trouble. Do you understand that? No more! No more! No more!
Poor Mrs. Macklin. She needs a fella. That's her problem. $12.99, you can't stay here all night.
Oh, Max, we're in this together. I want to feel that you're safe.
But you're a girl. What if my mother walked in? She just got used to seeing me in long pants.
Oh, Max, it's my job. Just think of me as any other agent, like Fred Brown. If he were here, it wouldn't embarrass you, would it?
Okay, 99. Okay. I'm not going to throw you out. You can stay. But I'll tell you this much. I think it's a rotten idea.
Good night, Max.
Good night, Fred.
Max, be sure to activate your laser protector before you go to bed.
Right, 99.
And would you please hang your jacket somewhere else? I can't see you.
Oh, sure.
99, where are you?
I'm in the living room. I'm watching on closed-circuit TV. Dr. Bascom hooked it up so I could keep an eye on you at all times.
Where's the camera?
Right in the picture.
Closed-circuit TV, huh?
Yeah, I can see everything you do.
Now, just a minute, 99. That's going a little bit too far. I mean, you're invading my privacy, to say nothing of my modesty.
Max, I've seen your Adam's apple before. Besides, Max, it's cute.
But this is ridiculous, 99. I mean, there's no need to have to come right into my bedroom and watch everything I do. The next thing I know, you'll be telling me there's a chaos agent under my bed.
Did you look, Max?
Would you believe two chaos agents?
Just like Dr. Bascom said it would. It disintegrated everything.
99, it's horrible.
Well, I wouldn't waste any sympathy on those agents, Max. They were going to kill you.
I wasn't worried about them. It's just that I rented this apartment furnished.
And it's going to be pretty difficult to furnish around this piece of carpet.
Max, what happened? What are you doing here? Why aren't you in your apartment?
I was evicted.
Evicted? Why?
I disintegrated my lease.
Terrible chance going out in the street. What if you were seen by chaos agents?
I was. How do you think I got like this? They shot at me twice, tried to stab me, and run me over with a vegetable truck.
The town's swarming with chaos agents.
Yes, well, don't worry. They won't take me alive. And don't tell me they want me dead.
They want you dead, Max.
I asked you not to tell me that.
Max, we've got to find a safe place for you to stay. Dr. Bascom, you have a little place here in town, haven't you?
Yes, at the Kimberly Arms.
Well, that's right across from the courthouse. That's a perfect place for Max to hide. And I'll bet it's equipped with all those special safety devices of yours, too.
No, they are much too dangerous.
Well, even so, no one would think of finding Max there.
I guess you're right, but I'm used to living alone and having to spend 2 weeks with him.
Well, it's obvious, Dr. Bascom, that you don't want me to stay with you.
Please, Dr. Bascom, it's the only possible place for Max to stay.
All right, Max. Will you stay with me?
Well, that's the most half-hearted invitation I've ever had. Fear tells me I should accept, but pride tells me I should refuse. I accept.
Max, I'm trying to go to sleep. Would you mind counting to yourself, please?
Right.
That feels good. Max, would you grunt to yourself? I've had a very rough day. I've got to get some sleep.
Very well. I'm finished anyway. I'm ready for bed.
Good.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be with that number. When the saints go marching in.
Max!
When the saints go marching in, I want to be the number.
Max, what are you doing?
I'm fluffing my pillow. I can't sleep without a fluff pillow. Go marching in. Saints go marching in.
Max, why did you do that?
Because everybody knows that when you elevate your feet, the blood rushes to your brains. That way you have more intelligent dreams.
All right. Just turn off the light.
What?
Turn off the light.
And sleep in the dark? Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
The gollywoggles might get me.
Max, I've had it. Now look, make your choice. Either you sleep in here with the light off, or you go in the workroom on the bench.
Okay. But I don't see much future for this relationship. It's only our first night, and already I'm sleeping in the other room. If there's anything I'm more afraid of than gollywoggles, it's lightning.
Bascom, try not to break the yolks this time, will you?
And this toast is terrible. Don't let it get cold before you butter it. Coffee tastes terrible. It's stale.
Well, it's supposed to be good reheated.
Not 10 days in a row.
Max, you're not the easiest person in the world to live with. The least you could do is try to say something nice once in a while. After all, I do work my fingers to the bone around here.
Well, I'm sorry, Bascom. It's just, well, I'm a little upset today. You know, you didn't come home until 2 o'clock this morning.
I was working at the lab.
I waited up for you.
I'm sorry, Max. You shouldn't have done that.
You could have called.
Well, I didn't want to wake you up.
Wake me up. I was lying there all night, staring at the ceiling.
Max, you've got to get a hold of yourself. You've been cooped up too long. That's your problem. Look, it's only 3 days until the trial, and then you'll be free to do whatever you want and go wherever you please.
Could we go to a movie?
And only stop complaining. You know, every morning it's been the same thing. Complain, complain, complain. Now here, eat your eggs.
You broke the yolks again.
Max, we're in a courthouse office right across from Dr. Bascom's apartment. Now, the trial begins in a half hour. All you have to do is get across the street.
No problem, 99. There's a crosswalk there and everything.
Max, Chaos is bound to try to kill you before you reach the courthouse. This is their last chance. Now, what do you think you'll need in the way of protection?
Are you kidding? Just to go across the street?
Those last 90 feet are going to be the most dangerous of your life, Max. Dr. Bascom suggests 4 men in an armored car.
No, no, 99. That's exactly the kind of thing Chaos is expecting. I'm better off just crossing the street by myself, using nothing but my wits.
Are you sure?
Positive.
He says he wants to get across the street himself, using only his wits.
I hate to see him go so unprotected.
Boy, that was close, officer. I almost got killed.
Naturally, you were jaywalking. I'm going to have to give you a ticket for that.
But they were shooting at me.
That's homicide. I'm traffic. Name, please.
Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86. Of control.
Oh, trying to use influence, eh? Attitude uncooperative.
They're trying to kill me.
Probably. Sign here, please. Now, you crossed the street illegally. Now, go back and cross legally.
But...
get going, buddy.
Cab company, I've got a little job for you.
We've been watching you try to get across the street. You can't do it yourself. You need help.
Well, maybe you're right, 99. You have any suggestions?
Dr. Bascom has a plan. It's a little bit wild, but it might work.
Okay, shoot, 99. Was that you?
No, Max, that was Chaos. Now, here's the deal. You go up to the roof, and we'll shoot you a line. You secure your end, and then just slide down the wire into the courthouse.
Oh, just like a ski lift, eh? Hey, that's a great idea.
Here he comes, Doctor. They've hit him, Doctor! They've hit him! Max!
Horrible, horrible!
Oh, Max! Oh, no!
He was one of the bravest agents we've ever had. Well, he certainly showed us what he was made of.
Yes, Doctor. Rags! Rags!
What?
Rags! He's filled with rags. This isn't Max. It's a dummy.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Then that means Max is still across the street, right?
Wrong. I told you I'd make it 99, and I did. While they were shooting at the dummy, I just casually walked across the street.
Oh, Max, you did it. You outsmarted Chaos.
Yes, well, 99, they're really not too bright. They shot the wrong dummy.
Mitchell.